Are you thinking about creating a podcast in 2020? Because as of right now, this episode, as it's airing, Profit Podcasting is open. The doors are open, but just for 10 days. So the doors are closing again on December 10th. So if you're listening to this at a time later than when it goes live, then the doors are closed. Sorry, you missed out. Try again next time. But if you are ready to start, launch, and market your podcast with some of the other entrepreneurs that are part of this wonderful community, then I invite you to join us. You can find all the details at profitpodcasting.com. And I hope to see you there because we have a whole lot of fun. Again, that's profitpodcasting.com. Y'all, I am so dang excited about today's episode. And I feel like I say that every single time. I feel like I'm always like, oh, I'm so excited, or I have something so exciting to share with you. But for real, I'm so excited to talk about today's episode because I'm doing a spotlight interview on April Bradford, who is one of my recent students, and she recently launched the Course Creators Classroom podcast. So I know a lot of you are in the online marketing space, and if you are thinking about possibly creating an online course, then your ears probably perked up a little bit. But if you're just thinking about starting a podcast, you're going to get so much value out of this episode because April and I are diving into her journey through podcasting, the highs and the lows and everything else in between. So I cannot wait for you to listen to it. So let's dive right in. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Because if you've been thinking about creating a podcast for a while, well, I'm so glad you found this show. Think of this as the shortcut / time-saving version of searching Google and YouTube for hours and hours trying to figure out the world of podcasting. Trust me, as a busy mama of three, I get it. You don't have a lot of time to be spent or wasted, I should say, searching the web, trying to find all the right ideas and all the amazing things that are out there, and you just end up overwhelmed. Trust me, I've been there, done that, took home the souvenir. But this podcast is going to help you in practical ways because twice a week we'll be delivering episodes that are going to give you steps to help you create a podcast your audience can't wait to listen to. So let's get right to it, shall we? So I introduced you a little bit to today's guest, but I want to read all of her fancy details because like there was a lot exposed in this interview, which is kind of funny. So April is actually one of my students. She took my course, Profit Podcasting, earlier this year, and she was part of the group that joined us in late August, early September, and I actually got to meet her in San Diego at Amy Porterfield's Entrepreneur Experience. It was so fun to get to hug her neck and hang out with her. I just only wish I wasn't jet lagged and a little tired whenever we met because it was like at this happy hour and we'd both just like sat through an entire day of like the most mind-blowing information. It was so good, but we were both kind of like, hey, like and everything. So I'm going to do a better job in the future of coordinating meetups for our students to get together and chat and all of us like take pictures and hang out and have coffee, like all the things. But this was my first experience doing that. So I'm going to get better. And I told April that. I was like, you just totally caught me in an off time. So I apologize if I was kind of catatonic, but it was a time zone difference in there's honestly not enough coffee in the world. And guys, it wasn't even that long. It's like 2 hours difference. So anyway, I'm going on a rant. Let's bring the spotlight back over to April because she has such an amazing story. So April Bradford spent over 10 years in the classroom creating fun and engaging lessons to get her students to learn in a way that kept them motivated and remember exactly what they learned. After a decade in the classroom, she decided she was ready for something else and decided to go back to school to learn web design. It was a comment from her Harvard professor. Oh, Harvard, you heard that right. Harvard professor that made her decide to combine both of her fields, education and technology, and build a business helping others create online courses. She now owns April Alice Design Studio, where she helps take the overwhelm out of course creation and teaches people who want to create an online course how to create a course that is engaging and will get the results they promise. And it helps them with the tech along the way. Man, doesn't that just sound like a dreamboat? That sounds amazing. She's also the host of the Course Creators Classroom podcast. April has a master's degree in education and a master's degree in digital media design. When not working with course creators, she spends her days with her husband, 14-year-old son, and 2-year-old daughter. So it's so funny because, and you'll hear this in the interview, but I totally didn't know. Like this was like a curveball for me, how talented April is in so many different areas. And I won't spoil it. I'm not going to tell you all our aha moments, but oh my gosh, y'all. We had the best conversation and it was just so much fun to chat with her. So without further ado, here is my interview with April.
All right, Profit Podcast listeners, I'm so excited to introduce to you today, April Bradford. April is actually one of my students that I was able to meet in person in San Diego this October. So it was so fun to hug your neck, April, and I'm just so excited that you're here with us today. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know or have not been able to check out your amazing podcast yet, can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to starting a podcast this year?
Yeah. So my podcast is the Course Creators Classroom podcast. And I started this because I have been working one-on-one with clients, helping them get their courses online, and I wanted to reach a bigger audience and really just help people who want to get a course online but are stuck knowing how to do it, technology-wise, or just how to put a course together. So my podcast is all about helping them write their course. So
that's awesome.
And I decided to do a podcast because I feel like it's the way of the future. Everyone's listening to podcasts. People don't read blogs as much anymore. And I love podcasts. So I was like, I'll do a podcast.
So I want to know, like, my first question is just like, what did it feel like, a leap of faith? Like just putting like it out in the world, like, okay, I think I'm going to start a podcast. Like, what was that moment like for you whenever you just said, okay, I'm going to do it?
That is a good question. So I thought about doing a podcast this summer and waited and waited because it was scary. And then you started doing your, I think it was 31 days of yep. Facebook Lives in August. So I started watching that and then I was like, oh, I can do this. So I just jumped in and did it. And here we are. I'm like, this week will be episode 11. So I'm 11 episodes in. So.
Oh my gosh. Like, that makes me so happy to hear because I know April was so active. So if you don't know this, if you aren't part of our Facebook community, we have the Profit Podcast Facebook group. And I did. I was insane. Like, it was so crazy. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do an entire month worth of talking about podcasts, like Facebook Lives. And April showed up so often. And I remember your comments, like, I can't believe you're still doing this. Like, you're legit. Like, you're serious about doing this. So I'm sure you thought I was a crazy person for doing it. But I appreciate you hanging out with me so much.
Oh, it was so good. It was so helpful that I was like, okay, what's she talking about today? Let's check it out.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah. I think I'm probably going to do that again in 2020. I just haven't haven't decided on what date because it was a lot. Like we were on vacation. Like there was times where I did it in the car because I was like, I literally have no other time today to do this. So we're just going to turn it on. We're just going to do it. And it actually, so for anybody out there who is like a little nervous about Facebook, like just go off the deep end and commit to doing it for a month straight. Because it'll be a lot easier. So I'm so glad that you hung out with us while we were doing that. But what was that feeling of, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start this podcast. What was the initial reaction from like your friends and family? Like, was everybody automatically like, oh, that sounds amazing. Or was it, what is a podcast? Like what, because it kind of ranges for everybody. What was your reaction?
So I didn't really tell my family, like my mom and those guys, because we live far away. So I just do my thing. But my husband was like, yeah, do it. That sounds great. And my son, he's a teenager. So he's like, you're not going to say my name on it, are you? No, I won't mention you in it.
What a teenage like, response. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once I told them, they were like, oh, cool. That sounds great. So they were all supportive.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Because I know some people get the, what is a podcast? I know my dad, you know, he doesn't ever listen to my podcast, but whenever I do a Facebook Live, he was like, oh, I enjoyed your podcast today. I was watching you while you were, I was like, Dad, it's a Facebook Live. It's a little bit different. So it just kind of runs like the whole entire range on what people's responses are. But I want to know more about like, okay, you've put your stake in the ground. You said, I'm going to start a podcast. Did you automatically know that you wanted to do it based on what you were already teaching? Or did you kind of, you know, grapple with what should I talk about?
I knew that I wanted to do the podcast on what I was working with clients with, just because I feel like when I was in different Facebook groups that are on course creation, people were asking, like, I'm stuck with creating my outline. I'm not sure how to get people to finish my course. What do I put in my workbook? They were asking these questions and I was like, I can help with that. So that's why I decided to create the podcast, because I know that I can help. So
no, that's awesome. Because I'm sitting here thinking like, because I have a course and those are 100% the things that I struggle with. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking about starting a course, then you need to go listen to April's podcast, because some of the things that we think, you know, oh, like I can just create a course. It's no problem. At least that's me. Like I'm a little too confident sometimes in my abilities aren't there. They don't match my confidence. And so having someone walk me through, like you said, the outline process, or maybe some of the mindset shifts that you have to actually go through. So can you kind of talk about how you were able to take your existing audience, your existing client base, the people that you already interact with, and start to tell them that you are going to create this podcast? What did that journey look like for you?
So I just did it really simply. I put a post out on my personal Facebook page because I haven't had, like, I don't have a huge following because I had just found one-on-one clients and I wasn't building like an online community yet. Once I started the podcast, then I was like, okay, we're going all in with that. But I just put a post on my personal Facebook page and just said, hey, I'm starting this. I would love if you guys would go listen to it. And I just sent out a text, like a big group text to all my family and told them too. So it's been good though. I love watching the stats and seeing where people are coming from, because I'm like, I don't know anyone from any of these places. Yay! So it's really fun.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you touched on that. So I have a question I'm going to ask you, because I feel like this is something that not like podcasters don't talk about this, and I don't understand why, because it's totally true. But were you kind of crazy, insane, like the first week that you launched your podcast, were you checking the stats like 24/7?
Yes. I still feel like I check it probably daily still. And really it's just to see like, oh, there's a new one. Where are they from? You know,
right.
I love that. It's not, I mean, I think my mother-in-law listens to my podcast, but I think that's about it.
No, I think it's right so now. Cool. No, like what you said.
Yeah, everyone else is people I don't know, which I love, because then it's like really reaching people that I want to reach. You know, like my mom doesn't need help creating a course because she's not, you know?
Right. So, yeah, they're just being supportive. And I get that. I do. I'll see some of my statistics will be from my hometown. And then some people I'm like, well, I was like, maybe there's people listening that actually want it, you know, or, you know, there's places and countries that you'll see and you're just like, where do they find out about me? Like how are they finding this? And so that's what's so much fun to me is I get all geeky and I love looking at the analytics and checking them out. But new podcasters tend to fall into that trap of like, I remember checking it like every hour, and they don't even update every hour, guys, just so you know. I think Buzzsprout updates like every 6 hours. So I was frantically checking my stats all the time for no reason. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that real fast because people don't talk about it, but it's so if you're a new podcaster and you have like, you're kind of obsessively checking your stats, we all do it. It's okay. It's okay. 100%.
Yes. We've all been there.
Yes. So I want to talk about, because we talked a little bit about why you thought a podcast was for you. You knew you didn't really want to like focus on a blog or something else, but what is it about that connection with having a podcast as opposed to just having a Facebook page or just talking to people on Instagram or connecting on social media? Like, what is that piece of podcasting that you enjoy? Because I know that you said you like listening to podcasts as well.
Yeah. So I feel like even though the person who you're listening to isn't there with you, it feels like you're having a conversation with them, right? I listen to podcasts a lot. Like most of my day, if I'm doing the dishes, whatever I'm doing my hair, I'm listening to a podcast and it just feels like there's a friend in the room just talking to me, you know? Right. And so the podcast that I listen to, I feel like I have a connection to those people, even though I haven't met them or anything. I feel a connection to them way more than just if I check out their Instagram page or their Facebook page. There's a connection there that you don't get, you know, through the social media or a blog post.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I probably shouldn't. I think I've said this before on the podcast. I think I'm subscribed to like 50 podcasts. How many are you subscribed to? This is going to be like, we're airing out our dirty laundry or dirty podcast laundry. How many are you subscribed to?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't even know because my husband and I are on the same account. So he has all these, he's a psychiatrist. So he has all these like psych podcasts. The list is so long that he's like, I finally figured out how to make a folder for my own podcast.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that was a thing. Oh my gosh. You just totally taught me something. Okay. You win. Y'all win. We don't have that many.
Yeah, we have way too many. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That's too funny. Yeah. You win for the most podcast listened to award. That is too funny. Well, so up to this point, you said you're releasing like around 11 episodes so far. So what has been the biggest struggle for you?
Oh, so when I very first launched my podcast, I had batched like my first episodes that I was launching with, which was so nice. And now my biggest struggle is finding time to like batch. I need to batch a month's worth at a time. And I just haven't sat down to do that. So the week to week is my thing that I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I need to batch and find the time to do that. It's just finding the time to do that.
How often do you publish episodes?
Once a week, Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, for me personally, I want to tell you that is 100% normal still, because I mean, I do this, I teach this, but I still haven't, I mean, there's seasons of life, I feel like, where I'm a lot more ahead on like, oh, like I've got like 4, you know, podcasts banked ready to go. And then there's times where I'm like, oh my God, like I got to put an episode out tomorrow. But I love the idea of with podcasts, like you can still do that. You can still, I mean, obviously long-term, like you don't want to burn out and you don't want to get overwhelmed with trying to do all the things for it. But if you are just like, okay, honey, like you're home from work, like you got the baby and I'm going to go record a podcast episode. It's going to take me 30 minutes. And then like, boom, you can put it up. That's what I love about it, because it is you talking. It's not necessarily, you know, you having to write a blog post and then edit it and then like do all, like, yeah, you have to do that audio wise. But for me, I feel like it's just easier. Has that been your experience?
Oh yeah. It's a lot easier. Like one night, literally it was like midnight that I was upstairs, like away from the whole family, just doing the podcast, recording a podcast episode. And it was just easy. Like I can do it in my pajamas. No one knows if I'm in my pajamas. So, but one thing that's made it easy for me too, is I do have a plan, even though I haven't like recorded everything and batched, I know what I'm going to be doing, which is helpful too. So, but yeah, podcast is way easier than have to, you know, look nice and be on camera. So,
oh my gosh. Yes. No, I couldn't agree anymore. Like I have this running list of ideas and I feel like, I don't know about you, but I just feel like I don't have this pressure on me. It's like, look, you know, even if I had to wait until midnight, like the day before, like to put it out or to record it even, it just feels a lot easier than if I were just sitting down and saying, okay, what am I going to talk about today? Because that's how I first started and it was super stressful. And then I felt like the delivery of the content wasn't as good either. Even, and I know it's so silly because it's just a matter of having an idea written down on a piece of paper or in a Google Doc, but it really does make all the difference. So can you speak to actually what your experience has been like putting your content out there? Like, were you nervous to do it? Were you excited? Like, what were you feeling when you first started putting stuff out there?
So I was nervous because, you know, you don't want to sound stupid.
Yes. No, I'm so glad you said that. You are not alone in feeling that way. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. And it's like I am confident in what I know, you know, like I was a teacher for years and like, I'm confident in what I teach, but then I wonder, do people really want to hear what I'm saying? You know? So it's always going back to that, just being confident and knowing, like I had said, like I'd seen in Facebook groups, people asking these questions. So there's someone out there who wants to know this, but I don't know. It was just that fear of feeling stupid and looking like an idiot. I don't know.
Well, do you still feel that? Or do you just kind of lean on, like you said, that confidence of, you know, your message?
Yeah, I don't feel that way anymore. It was just that initial putting it out there into the world.
Right.
And really it's just like, oh, what if someone I know listens to it? You know, like who cares? Yeah. Let them listen to it. Yeah. So yeah, I don't feel that way anymore. And seeing the people that, like I said earlier, that people are listening to it, that I have no idea who they are. So someone's out there listening to it and they must get some value from it. So that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. No, that's so good. I'm so glad you said that, because to me, I think it takes courage just to say you're scared of looking stupid or feeling stupid, because that's a big deal. And it's a big deal that I think a lot of podcasters struggle with, but no one wants to say that out loud, or no one wants to say, I hate the sound of my voice. And I'm like, you're not alone. Like you're not, most people do. Like who loves, like honestly, who loves the sound of their own voice? Now I'm 100+ episodes in. I'm like, I can kind of tune myself out, as weird as that sounds, while I'm editing. And I hear it and I'm like, oh, I don't, it's like background noise. I don't even really hear myself. I hear the words that are speaking, but a lot of people are so terrified just to put themselves out there. So I'm giving you a virtual pat on the back. You have done a fantastic job just overcoming those fears and that angst and anxiety. And like, so tell me more about what it was like when you actually launched. Tell me, when did you launch your podcast?
I launched it. It was the very, it was like October 1st, because I put it out there. So it takes a few days once you like you know, launch it, quotation marks, launch it.
Right.
Because then it has to be, you know, approved by everything. So I'm trying to think. I think it was October 1st. It was right around October 1st that it, like, actually came out. So
that's awesome. So for those of you listening, April joined the Profit Podcast course in the August September group. So you literally launched your podcast in a month's time. Like, how, tell me about the process of taking the course and actually implementing everything and getting it off the ground by October. Cause that's amazing. That's so awesome.
Yeah. So like I said, all of your lives in August were super helpful to get me, like, really mentally, I was preparing, you know? And then once I got the course and learned, like, the tech side of it, like Audacity and editing and all that stuff, I was ready to go. Like, and I had been planning, like I said earlier, in the summer, like I had kept putting it off, like, oh, I'll start in July. I'll start in August, you know? So score and just learning, here's how to do it. Then I was just ready to go. So it was simple. Your course made it simple.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're just so sweet, because that makes me so happy to hear that, that those Facebook lives, and if y'all are listening and you've been part of the Facebook group, like, these lives are still out there. I haven't taken them down. Just type in 31 days of podcasting and you can go watch these Facebook lives. But that makes me so happy, because that's exactly what I was trying to do with these videos, is let you know. And I say this all the time, it's, if I can do this, y'all, you can do this too, because I don't have a background in audio engineering. I've never been a radio DJ. I've never done any of this. And you can hear April's story. Like, she hasn't done any of that either, but she was willing to show up and add value to her audience. So what has been the response from your audience since you launched your podcast?
Yeah. So, they have enjoyed it. So I have a Facebook group for the podcast listeners. And so people have jumped in that group and they can ask me questions and things. And so it's nice to hear that they'll say, I've heard about this Facebook group from your podcast. So they are enjoying what they're hearing, because they're, you know, coming for more, which is super exciting and fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, because they're actually doing what you've asked them to too, right? Like, it's kind of validating whenever you ask someone to do something and then you're like, okay, well, I'm putting this out into the universe. I hope somebody hears me, you know, but then someone actually does it and you're like, oh wait, my message is working, or what I'm doing, like, people are actually responding to it. So that's so awesome. Oh, I'm so proud of you. So tell us all the name of your Facebook group. So if we have any potential course creators listening right now, they can go check you out. Where is your Facebook group?
So my Facebook group, if you go to just my Facebook page, you can just, there's the button join group or view group or something.
Okay.
But it's April, APRYL. Alice, A-L-Y-C-E, Design Studio. That's my Facebook handle. And so if you go there, then you can just join the group.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to link to all that in the show notes. That way y'all can check it out, because that sounds like fun. I want to be part of your group. I'm not in your group, so I'm going to have to go join your group and hang out and see what all kinds of questions, because I think that with course creation, it's something that is ever evolving, not just because of the tech side, but because I think it's the way people enjoy learning, you know, like, how has your journey been from, let's say, January of this year to where you are today? Like, how much has changed in within your field and the way that you do things? Like, how has that changed for you?
So for me personally and my own business, so I have been working one-on-one with people. And that's expensive to help people build their course. You know, like, really, I'm taking their information and pretty much building it for them, you know, like, with their input. But I have changed over this year into, I'm going to be launching a workshop where it's a 2-hour live workshop. So it's accessible and I am there live and it's small group, like the maximum is 24 people. Because again, like we were talking about with the podcast, that connection with people is huge. And so I have evolved that way in wanting to do small groups and really engage with people and get them. So the workshop is all on creating your course outline, and they have time to implement and everything in the workshop. So I've just evolved from one-on-one to really wanting to help people, you know, help as many people as I can, because course creation is huge now. And it is a way that you can like scale your business, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, you can make like side money, whatever you want to do. You know, course creation is huge right now. So.
No, that's so awesome. And I have a question. While you were talking, I was sitting there thinking that you have these people that are going to sign up for your workshop, or you'll have people that say, I don't know if I'm ready to join or not, but how good does it feel for you to tell someone, oh, well, you should go listen to the podcast? Like, have you found yourself like referencing more, like if someone asks you a question, instead of answering it over and over again, are you like, oh, just go check out my podcast, I've already answered that? Like, what has that experience been like?
Yes, I absolutely love having that. And I feel like it gives me validation too, when I'm talking to someone and they're like, oh, so tell me, you know, like what you do, or give me an example. And I'm like, oh, well, I have a whole podcast, you can go listen to the podcast. And then they can listen to it and be like, oh, she's real. This is a real thing. She knows what she's talking about.
Right.
And it's nice too, to even now that I'm getting farther in the episodes, I can refer back to previous episodes, you know, like in episode 2, we talked about this. So go back and listen to that. And it's so nice. It's really fun, actually.
It is. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to hear that, because I was like, wait, I asked that question. I'm like, this could totally backfire, but I'm glad that it's been really well, because that's been my experience too, is it's fun to feel that validation, because you're like, okay, I'm on the right track, because people are still asking these questions and I don't have to repeat myself all the time. I can tell people, go listen to episode 3, or go check out episode 7. Like, it has everything you need to know about this one particular thing. And like you said, it's almost like a big story loop where you can tell people, oh, while you're like within an episode, go check out this episode. And while you're done, go check out this one. So you have people constantly engaged with your podcast content. They're learning more and they're deepening that connection with you. So I think that that's, April, I'm so excited for everything that you've done. And I have to tell y'all, her artwork for her podcast logo is so stinking cute. So for that reason alone, even if you're not a course creator, you got to go check out the show notes and go check out, because I love it. I love it. So tell me more. Where did you have your artwork designed?
I did it myself.
It's so cute. I love it. I love it.
So I have a degree in digital media design as well as education. So that's another thing that I help people with, is designing like their logos, their workbooks. So I've kind of focused it more on course creation. So their workbooks, their course titles, their websites for their courses, stuff like that. So yeah.
Well, we need to chat more, because this is a superpower that you did not tell me that you have. So we're going to have to talk more about this, because that is absolutely amazing. That's so cool. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see where the Course Creator Classroom podcast goes, but I want to transition into a fun little rapid fire question. So are you up for it?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. I promise. They won't be embarrassing. They won't be hard.
Okay.
So for your podcast, who would your dream podcast guest be?
Ooh, my dream podcast guest. That's a good question. Probably Amy Porterfield. We're in the same industry, but what I teach isn't the same as what she teaches. So I think we could be really good partners.
I love it. Yeah, you put it out into the universe. So Amy, if you're listening, which Amy does not listen to my podcast, maybe one day, maybe she'll listen to the podcast. I'll have to like coax her into it. But yes, Amy Porterfield need to be on the Course Creators Classroom podcast. So if you're listening and you have connections to Amy, then please make it happen. That would be fantastic.
That's right. That'd be awesome.
So my next question is, what's one piece of advice you would like to tell someone who is brand new to podcasting? They're just getting started. What advice do you want to give to them?
Oh, this is a good one, because it goes along with course creation too. It's the same thing. Do not be afraid. Like, just put it out there. You have knowledge and talents that even if there's someone else out there doing it, no one has the exact same set of skills and talents. The combination of everything that makes you, you, no one else has it. So don't be afraid. Just go out there and do it. Start. That's what you have to do, is you just have to start.
I love it. It's so good. Then that's such great advice for, like she said, anything, just to put yourself out there. And guys, everybody's scared. You heard April and I talking. We both like terrified we were going to look stupid or sound stupid, but it's like, you know, like, how much fun have you had with your podcast?
I seriously love my podcast. Like, yeah. It's so fun. Yeah. So, I love it.
I'm so good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, April, and tell us all the places where we can find more about you and learn more about everything that you're doing.
So you can go to my website at aprilalicedesignstudio.com, and that's with Y's instead of I's. And then the Course Creators Classroom podcast is anywhere you listen to podcasts at.
All right. And then what about social media? So we're going to link to your Facebook group and then your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then I was trying to think, did you say that you had a freebie that our listeners should check out?
Yes. So I have a freebie. It is a blueprint on how to outline your course. So it tells you like step by step on how to outline your course. So if you go to aprilalicedesignstudio.com/blueprint, you can get that there.
Perfect. Like I said, we're going to link to all of this in the show notes. So you'll just go to this episode show notes and you'll be able to connect with April and learn more about her. And y'all, I'm telling, as a course creator, having a blueprint and being able to outline your ideas, I'm sure April will agree with me on this, that's half the battle. It really is. Just being able to get your ideas out of your head onto paper can, oh my gosh, change your life 100%.
Yes. Seriously, is the foundation for your course. So if you can get that done, it makes everything else easy.
Oh, that's so perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, April.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Y'all, I told you, wasn't that such a fun interview? I just feel so blessed that April, like, we crossed paths when we did, because it was funny. We talked about the Facebook Lives that we did in August, and that was 31 days of podcasting, and it was crazy and it was insane, but it was so much fun doing live videos for 31 days straight, no matter what. This was still in summertime for our family. And we went on vacations and we visited family and like all the things. And it was crazy town, but we made it work and we made it happen. And April attended so many of those lives and she was basically cheering me on like, oh, you got this. Like, oh, I'm so happy to see you again. So I was so thrilled to see a familiar face joining Profit Podcasting whenever she decided to sign up with us and enroll in the course. And then she's gotten some amazing results, y'all. She launched her podcast in 30 days. And I'm so proud of her. And she's doing something that she loves and something that brings her joy. And it's something that she's really, really good at. So, I mean, it's like you can't hit a better, like, crossroads of all of your gifts and your talents and your passions. And I'm so thrilled that I got to meet her in person, and I look forward to many, many more conversations with her, especially about course creation too. So y'all have to go check out the Course Creators Classroom podcast. Be sure to go check out her April Alice Design Studio, because her blueprint is amazing. Like, it's so good. If you're thinking about creating an online course, this is exactly what you need to help get those ideas out of your head and onto paper, because I have a course. I can tell you right now that if you have all those ideas in your head, you need to get them out on paper. That's like step one. And that's like the biggest step and probably the hardest thing to do is get everything out of your head, organized onto paper. And April can 100% help you do that. So I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did having this interview. You can go check out the show notes at crystalprofit.com/episode106 and make sure you sign up for the free 5-day Create Your Podcast Bootcamp. And while we're talking about it, the masterclasses for 2019 are still available as this episode airs. So if you want to know the 3 strategies to fill your 2020 podcast calendar, this is going to show you how you can fill up to 6 months of your podcast calendar without all the overwhelm, then you need to be in one of the masterclasses. The first one is done. It already happened on Monday, but there's one on Tuesday, and then there's one this coming Friday, and then there's one on December 10th. So that is going to be the last masterclass is on December 10th, 2019. If you're listening to this later, it's probably not there anymore, but you can go to crystalprofit.com/masterclass to sign up for the ones that are available right now. And make sure you check out the details for Profit Podcasting, because if you want to see results like April or Suzanne, who was one of our other student spotlight episodes that we've done, or Amy, who was one of my podcasting clients, if you want to see results like them, then I encourage you to join us in this next group of Profit Podcasting students, because we have so much fun and I love taking the overwhelm out of what can be a very frustrating process. It can be overwhelming to try to come up with a bunch of ideas and throw a podcast together, and I don't want anybody to do that. Let me guide you. Let me hold your hand, if you will, and take you through all the steps. Let me guide you on this journey to sharing that important message that you have, because remember, we all have to start somewhere, guys. You know this. I say this every single episode, and I believe it. So I encourage you, go to crystalprofit.com/masterclass to sign up for the free training. But if you're ready to go all in and you want to enroll in Profit Podcasting, then go to profitpodcasting.com. All of these links will be in the show notes. So you can go to crystalprofit.com/episode106 to check everything out. But as always, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.